Digital 410 Productions proudly presents the What's in Your Head podcast.
Digitized live from
your company name here.
Your studios in Cape Coral, Florida. It's the What's in Your Head podcast.
What's up? What's up? OG5. It's another episode of the What's in Your Head podcast. And me and Mike and his son Sam are coming live from the bonfire. Well, not, this doesn't justify as a bonfire, but it's a campfire nonetheless. So we're out here with the campfire. We're using the
we're in the Digital 410 outside studio.
Yes, sir. We got the by the way, if you're in a business and you want to sponsor the Digital 410 mobile studio in a box, we'll happily name it the whoever your company name is podcast studio in a box for a small appreciation token. And joining us from his campground up in Nebraska, I think, is Mr. Morgan Long. Morgan, how you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I figured I'd come out and brave the cold with you.
First and foremost, welcome out.
Congratulations.
This is a new world. We're very open and accepting. We are LGBT positive here. You say it like that, it sounds like an STD. That's probably why they say LGBT plus.
But I figured I would exit my luxury accommodations and come out in the cold and enjoy a cigar while we recorded this fine podcast.
Yeah, so for those of you joining us in from the toilet, I just recently got myself a nice truck tent that I wanted to test out locally before I drove hours and hours and find something didn't fit, didn't work or something. So we drove a quick 20 minutes away from our house and we went fishing for about 2 hours. I lost a little dink. It was chilly here. It's like 60-ish, 50-ish, but it's, as the TikTok I shared a while back, you know, in the south with the humidity are cold, a whole lot colder than it is up north. I'm bundled up in my M41 field jacket, my cheap cap, my boots, and my pants with long johns, and Mike and his kid are all bundled up, and we're sitting by a fire drinking some beers, and our goal is to get up in the morning and see if maybe that's the secret. Maybe that's the key to Cecil B. Webb. Because we've come over here in the afternoon.
A bunch might of be the morning bite.
We've never had the morning bite over here. Mm-mm. And so we're going to get up and I'm going to make them a surprise breakfast. I would say what it is, but Sam's here and I don't want to run a surprise. But we talked about it not too long back on a podcast about one of the things we eat for breakfast when we did World War II reenacting. So we'll get into that later. But
I'm jealous. I am jealous that I am not there.
So I want to bring up something we're going to call we've mentioned in the past, we're going to call it the tinfoil cap corner or conspiracy corner. Now, I'm not saying these are true. I'm not saying these are false. These are just conspiracy theories that are out in the ethernet right now, out in the world. And I saw an interesting one. And obviously, I didn't pause and zoom in to see if the maps were photoshopped. But the hypothesis was, because, you know, they did this in Hawaii, too. The hypothesis with the L.A. County wildfire burns is, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but since like 1973, California's been talking about how they're going to build a bullet train from like San Diego to San Francisco. And it never came to fruition. And now they're doing it from Merced to Riverside or somewhere. They've shortened it. And they've gone $81 billion over budget. And all they had to show for it is like 2 miles of suspended concrete track. But someone was showing that the forest fire burned and the houses are burnt down or almost the exact same path of the proposed bullet train path. So the tinfoil nut people are saying that these were set intentionally. Now, I will say, did you guys see the satellite video?
I haven't yet.
All three of those fires damn near started simultaneously.
Yeah.
Which is a little crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty wild to see the footage and just kind of random quote unquote area that they actually touched. And like you were saying, that the map between what they want to build there and what's existing there now is almost uncanny.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how many of these celebrities finally either A, leave California.
Yeah.
Or B, maybe people start voting the opposite direction. Because here's the sad reality of it. Is the state of California so caught up in the environmental stuff,
yeah,
And Mike and I were talking about this earlier. Morgan, you remember Suzanne Summers, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Three's Company, Thigh Master.
Oh yeah.
Her and her husband had a house in Malibu for 40 years, and it burnt down in one of the big fires they had, like, what, 4 or 5 years ago? The last time they had a big fire. They could not get permits to rebuild their house on their own property that they've owned for 40 years because the Coastal Commission would not give them permission to rebuild on their own property. They ended up moving to Wyoming before she died.
Really?
Could you imagine having to own in a house for 40 years? It gets burnt down, and then you can't pull a permit to re-fucking build.
Right.
That's insane. And so I wonder, I wouldn't be surprised we see that happen to some more of these other celebrities.
Hey, in conspiracy corner there, it's pretty wild to think that, our states and our governments have that kind of control where they can just say, yeah, we don't give a shit if you've owned it for as long as you have. We don't care that you spent all this money on it. You're not doing that.
Well, that's kind of what made Bill Maher flip. He actually
Right.
wanted to build a solar panel shack. He wanted to build a solar shack that had a generator to help provide power to his house.
Sure.
And he tracked it on his show. It took him 3 years for permits, soil sampling, all the California bullshit. It took 3 years to build like a 10 foot by 4 foot by 8.5 foot tall shack
Right.
because of all the restrictions in California. It's insane.
Oh, absolutely. And none of this would be happening if California would adopt a responsible forestry management plan.
Two
They,
things. One, you're absolutely correct on that. Some people are saying it's arson. I did see a video where they caught somebody walking out the same propane torch that Mike has here. You got to be ballsy to walk around the propane torch around LA in the middle of a fire.
not
But they're
smart.
saying most of these fires either start from, speaking of campfires, homeless camps,
Sure.
the spark. California's so dry. I lived in California from 2001 to 2003, and I understood, that's where the whole anti-smoking thing kind of started. And I got it because you flip the cigarette butt out your window, the whole fucking town burned down because
Yeah.
it's so dry. And so I get that. But they're saying homeless camps, and the other problem is, once again, kind of what Morgan's talking about. The misappropriation of funds. They spend so much money and energy and effort on all these feel-good policies that whenever they, because I was listening to Adam Carolla the day before the fires really broke out, and he was saying they had fires out there not even a month ago, and so the day before, the newscaster, just like here when we have our hurricanes, said, "Hey, we're expecting up to 50-mile gusts tomorrow, which means there's going to be fires because they have wooden." Telephone electric power plant poles from the 1930s and 60s going through the woods that they never updated. And so, what happens is if the homeless people don't cause it, the wind causes some of these poles to snap, the power lines hit the ground, cause a spark, and the whole fucking state burns down.
Right.
So, it's like they need to either do what Florida does, replace them with concrete power poles. Could you imagine if we started a fire every time wind got above 40 miles an hour? Now, here, the fucking state would be on fire every 3 days.
Exactly.
And or they need to bury the fucking things, but you can't bury them because you can't dig because you got to do soil samples because they've backed themselves in a corner with all of the regulations that they require, and it's insane.
Well,
Well.
and here's what I find interesting is did either of you watch the episode of Rogan's podcast with Trump as the guest?
I
Yeah.
haven't yet.
Okay. So this was brought up
Wait a
while they
minute.
were discussing it, huh?
What they're talking about, go ahead, but what they're talking about is
Yeah.
when Trump brought it up 3 years ago, they
Right.
made fun of him.
Right. And basically what he brought up was the fact that, California is so dry and they have natural water flow that flows from the north of Northern California down to Southern California. And apparently they bypassed all of that, forced the water to go out to the ocean to save some kind of a species of fish. And now the entire state of California is dry. There's also a natural lake, like in the middle of the state somewhere. That has completely dried up apparently because that it has no natural water flow going to it anymore.
Well, the thing they made fun of him was 4 years ago after one of the big fires, he was talking about brush management, like
Right.
Morgan's getting ready to. And then everybody
Rake
made fun of
in
him.
the forests and
Yeah,
shit.
everybody made fun of him. It's like, but it's true. Where are we at? We're in Cecil B. Webb. They did it 4 years ago, but today, I don't know if you noticed, when you're out in your kayak, you look around, all the trees are still scarred because they come through here and they set intentional fires to burn all this brush out of here. Obviously, you can't.
So,
It's a fool's errand to think you can get in here with a bush hog or pickaxe and do it. No, you have to do controlled burns and burn it out manually.
correct.
So, on that, one of when I worked in Naples, one of my customers was Florida Department of Forestry,
Right.
and what they do is they shoot napalm paintballs
Sweet.
out in
Nice.
the Everglades from airboats because they can't
Sure.
get to where they want all the trees to burn. So
Sure.
basically they just ride around with high powered CO2 paintball guns
Yeah,
and
paintballs are like a
shoot.
dual chambered capsule. When they
Yeah.
then they
Yeah.
splatter, the two chemicals mix and it combusts.
Yeah. So they were telling me all about it, and I'm like, man, that's got to be the coolest job in the world.
Yeah. You know what job's cooler than that? The electronic fishing guy. Have you seen that?
No.
So they take pontoon boats, right? And they got these PVC arms going off. They got these little danglies in the water, and they electrocute the water. And it shocks the fish well enough for them to grab nets, and then they put tags on them. But they literally shock the fish until they float up. They're not dead, they're just kind of shocked. And
Yeah.
they'll pull big ones out and they'll put tags on them. And that's how they tag a lot of them. They do the
That's
shock fishing.
sick.
Yeah, you should check it out on YouTube. It's pretty crazy.
You better make sure that you turn that unit off before you reach in the water.
Yeah, for
Yeah,
real.
right.
Holy hell.
But yeah, it's something they do. You ever seen the guy who works on the high tension power lines?
Oh, from the helicopter? Yeah.
Oh, so this guy's on like
Well,
a
I've seen
helicopter
videos
and he
of
has a
that before,
chainmail
yeah.
suit on
Yeah.
and he has to touch it with a wand
Yeah.
to get charged up before he gets onto it. And
Yep.
he basically rolls down it like a sugar glider.
Have you ever seen those videos of those, like, they're super high up, like I think a couple hundred feet up in the air of these power lines that span for miles, and they're in this little cart, and they put these cart on these wires that span between each pole, and they it's a gas little gas powered cart, and they fire up the little two horse motor, and they run out there to the middle of the freaking line so that they can make repairs on the power wires and stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
There's not
That
enough
is.
money in the world.
There's I've seen this picture go around a few times over the last probably decade of this guy that supposedly gets paid $20,000 to climb one light tower to change one light bulb every 6 months.
That's a
Oh
lot.
yeah, I've seen that one too.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
Well, have you seen the videos of the guys who build the they build and maintain the those giant windmills
Oh yeah.
where the whole thing's just rocking in the Yeah.
way and they're just sliding out of sight of this fishbowl
Yeah.
waiting for
Fuck
the wind to
that.
stop?
Fuck every bit of
Yeah, that's crazy.
that. No, thank you.
Yeah, I like money as much as the next guy, but no.
Yeah.
Well, and they showed another Joe Rogan clip that was from an episode he did 6 months ago. He said he was talking to an LA County fireman. And the guy said, one day the wind's going to be just right. He said it's going to kick up a fire and it's going to go from the mountains all the way down to the ocean side. And there ain't a fuck all thing we can do about it. The problem is the mayor and the fire chief are both getting their asses handed to them. Because A, the mayor cut $14 million out of the fire department's budget this year.
Yeah.
And B, if you go to LA County, well, I'm sure they've changed it, but if you would have went to the LA County Fire Department's website, the chief put down to her number one mission statement and goal was equality and equity.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you all have seen the clip of Adam Carolla talking about when he wanted to be a firefighter when he was
Yeah.
19, right?
Yeah, I've been listening to this podcast daily for 10 years, so I've heard that story so many times. But yeah, for those guys who want to wear, when he grew up kind of like I did, poor, on welfare, and couldn't read, no education, graduated high school, like I think he was the bottom of his class, and he was looking for a gig, and so he was working construction, and so he went down there to apply, and this was back in the 80s, 90s. He graduated in the 80s, so this had been like 89, 90. He went down to the LA County Fire Department, signed up, and they told him they weren't hiring white people right now, but to go ahead and leave his name, and it'll take years. 12 years later, when he's still on Loveline, he gets called down there. No, it's 5 years later, he gets called down there, and he was standing in line.
And there's an African American woman from. He's like, "Hi, curiosity. When did you sign up?" She's like, "3 weeks ago." He's like, "I signed up 6 years ago," because they and his whole point and our point is, I don't care what we raise your sex. Look, if you can find a black lesbian who's been working in the fire department for 20 years and worked her way up, make her the fire fucking chief. But don't just make her a fire chief because you need to fill that position. That's how we got stuck with Kamala Harris, right?
Well, and you know, that is forcing, you know, segregation and stuff like
Oh, yeah,
that.
that's
If
a big
you
one.
need people, and I'm sorry, if the majority of your applicants are white dudes that are in their 20s and 30s, who gives a shit? At least somebody's willing to do it.
Yeah, because there's a natural order of things. There's just things that certain people are interested in doing.
Right.
More women are more interested in being nurses and
Sure.
teachers and dental assistants than dudes are.
Sure.
Doesn't mean there's not dudes who don't want to do it. There's dudes who go and sign up. But it's not like there's this invisible barrier. I don't remember in middle school they told us you can't be a nurse, you can't be a dental assistant, you can't be a teacher.
No, it was just, you know, it was more of a social thing to, you know, oh, you don't want to be a nurse because that's a girl's position or something like that, or girls don't want to be firefighters, or you know, th things like, it was just, that was just a natural thing that happened. And
Well, that's
you know,
exactly
now,
what I was going to say. There's a natural order to things. And we've tried so hard to override that natural order
See,
that
and when man tries to start fucking with shit, that's when we start to have problems. Always. It never fails.
absolutely.
So just leave things be. If you can leave things be and just let shit n work out naturally the way that they're supposed to, everybody would be fine and be happy. But no,
Well, not
if
to
people aren't
steal,
stuck with it.
not to make this the steal quotes from my own podcast, but he's often said the problem with the Progressive Party is in the name. In order to be progressive, that means you have to progress. And in order to progress, you can't accept the way things are. So even if things are great, you have to change in order to be progressive.
I don't know. It's just, I feel, you know, I'm looking at my son right now, and you know, I feel for his generation and the generation behind him, because it's like, man, if we're dealing with this kind of shit now, what the hell are they going to deal with?
But on the other
Well,
hand, maybe we're at the other end of that pendulum swing. Maybe we're going to start swinging back now. Maybe
it's
LA,
possible.
maybe this fire, maybe the bringing to light all the mismanagement and the horrible misappropriation of funds, maybe that'll finally get people to start voting the other direction in that state.
Well, I mean, we saw it with the election.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw a major swing. I mean, look at the county maps. I mean, how crazy the maps, you know, just all the red across the entire nation versus, you know, the obvious blue states and the obvious blue counties. But I mean, the majority of the country voted red.
Well, and
And
that's the thing. There are no blue states. There's blue
they're
pockets
blue, there's blue
of
count, exactly. There's blue
high
counties.
density population counties.
Exactly.
That's the problem. Being a refugee from the West Coast, I understand that really well, and Don probably can speak to it also. You look at Oregon, Washington, and California, and those three states, all the population centers are on the I-5 corridor. So you've got Seattle and Olympia and Portland and Eugene, and you've got Sacramento, San Jose, and then, SoCal. You can't tell me that some farmer rancher in Bakersfield votes the same way that a multi-million dollar actor in LA, votes.
Exactly.
No, and they proved that when they were talking about trying to split the state into three individual states.
Right.
Because the people who live in Central California and Northern California, they hate being associated with all the bullshit that
The
comes out of
SoCal
Southern
shit.
California.
Well,
But
there's actually a petition circulating around now. It's probably not going to get any traction, but
sure.
for the northeast section of California, eastern Oregon and eastern Washington to secede and become part of Idaho, because Idaho's
Really?
politics are so much more conservative.
But it's so crazy how drastically things have changed in the last 20 years. Not just like an old man, but that's when I lived in California. It was in 2003, 2004. Back when I was there, Democrats were still You know, their whole thing was legalization marijuana, legalization of abortion, and unisex bathrooms. That was it. That was the define. You know, talking about the quaint old days. How great it would be to go back. You know, that was those were the dividing lines, and now they just their party.
It's gone completely bananas. It's
Well,
gone way, it's gone way too far left.
here's the best way I can analogize it. A few years ago, they were going after all the Confederate stuff real hard and the statues and the flags. And I won't say the person's name, but I was around someone who was a born Southerner. And they were doing the whole, you know, it's the battle flag, it's not the rebel flag, it's not racist, yada, 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 heritage, not hate. And I said, look, as a military historian, as a World War II historian, I get what you're saying. But as somebody who grew up in Columbus and Ohio and Kentucky, the first people to fly that flag are the same person that dropped the N-bomb when the Cosby Show came on and they're watching cops. I seen it first fucking hand. Your flag got co-opted. Yes, that wasn't the original intent, but it got co-opted, and that's what people see it mean. Just like when Obama was in office and all the extreme right wingers started having the Tea Party and using the Gadsden flag, now the FBI looks at the Gadsden flag like it's a sign of being a fucking domestic terrorist, even though that's not what the flag meant. The flag was in the other join or die symbol that Benjamin Franklin made in the newspaper. Those were co-opted by extreme right wingers, and so sadly. Or more to that point, World War One, I forget what division was. It was like the second division. They had the swastika as their division patch because that was a Buddhist symbol and a Native American symbol. Hitler took it over, co-opted it. Now it has a different meaning. And so, but yeah, things were so much less insane 20 years ago. Hell, 15 years ago. The last 6 years has just been fucking nuts.
Well, I never
And
thought
I
I'd
mean,
look at the 80s and 90s and think of it as the good old days.
and that's the I've always kind of grown up, knowing that, West Coast, people that live on the West Coast and, people that are like democratical or even like, liberal and stuff like that, are very, have very different opinions and stuff like that. I always kind of grew up knowing that the West Coast was like that, but even in my generation, it wasn't that crazy. It wasn't that over the top, when I was growing up even, but now,
Yeah, because
like
once
you said,
again, it was, do you agree with welfare? Do you agree
exactly.
with abortion? Should marijuana? Those are like the big dividing lines, right?
Right.
And then on the other side, you had the evangelicals, Kiss, Marilyn Manson, and Eminem were all bad.
Right.
That was the big thing. I don't know if you guys saw it. I saw that Time magazine has the Dungeons and Dragon dice on it. And I posted a picture on Facebook because when I was growing up, and Morgan was older than me, if you played Dungeons and Dragons in the 70s and 80s, especially your grandparents, they were calling the preacher thinking you were getting into some devil worshiping shit. I
Oh,
mean, if you
big
play
time.
Dungeons and Dragons and listen to fucking Judas Priest, oh, they're going to come have your house fucking purified.
Sure.
So,
And now it's on Time magazine.
when I was a kid, there was a traveling preacher that came to where I went to church, and the big, his big sermon was he came in and played Stairway to Heaven backwards. And, everybody was like, oh my gosh, there's satanic messages in there. And,
I've heard that shit, yeah.
so Stan and Haney actually summed it up best when they said, there's no need to play that backwards. It's nonsensical enough when you play it forwards. Yeah.
Well, the same thing with Judas Priest. They did the backwards stuff, and the whole you know the whole true story behind the Ozzy Osbourne bat thing, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, somebody threw a bat up on stage and he thought it was fake. So, he thought he was biting the head off of a rubber bat and whoops.
Well, you know how it turned got so big? Because Frank Zappa called him. He called him. Frank Zappa called him and said, I heard you bit the head off a bat on stage. And Ozzy told him what happened. He's like, well, that's great. But if anybody would ask, that was part of the show. So Frank Zappa encouraged him to talk about it in order to bolster their reputation, because you know the whole there's no such bad thing as bad publicity.
Yeah.
And so the reason it got so big is he didn't say for years about the whole accidental thing. Frank Zappa told him not to.
No shit.
Frank Zappa, if you listen to his early stuff, he makes Marilyn Manson all them look like fucking cakework.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's a new artist that actually kind of took over the whole Marilyn Manson vibe.
Who's
Kim,
that?
Kim Dracula.
I'm not
familiar. He's out of Australia. He's like heavy metal, hip hop, and like very it's got a lot of interesting imagery in his videos and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, you had Judas Priest, obviously. You had King Diamond. Then Kiss was mistaken for that, which King Diamond got sued because his makeup was basically knockoff of Kiss. And then Marilyn Manson, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you look back at that and it's so mild in comparison.
You know, we were talking about different interviews on Joe Rogan and all that. So Mark Zuckerberg's just recently on there. I didn't watch it, but I've seen clips.
I saw about half of it.
He's talking about how he's not going to let Meta do fact checkers because the fact checkers are bullshit and yada, yada, yada. And I'm watching this nerd. And I'm like, he is the epitome of why people like me are gatekeepers. He, in high school, would have been that kid who dressed the way that the current fad on TV was, only listened to the songs that are being played on radio and on MTV. He is what we would call a trendy dude. You know, he goes the way that pop culture... Yeah, he's a poser. And I've hated posers since day one. And there was a great comment on that video. Someone said, this reminds me of when you're... Mom's friend comes over and brings their strange kid and makes you play with them. So if you're playing, it'll look like you're stuck playing with the weird kid. But yeah.
Well, and it's interesting. He actually gave, because him and Elon have been feuding, I guess, since like 2016. Because apparently a Starlink rocket or something like that hit a Facebook satellite or some silly shit back then, and Zuck got all butthurt about it. And you know, of course, it's, you know, a lot of money or whatever, but he was actually giving X and Elon props for community notes, which is a part of the X platform, where you know you can sign up to be a part of community notes, where you can basically, the people have the authority to fact check, as opposed to you know, third party companies that, you know, aren't.
Yeah, but that's a self-selecting group too, right? That the people who want to volunteer for that, most of them are either going to be people who want to tell everybody what to do, or people who go the hard way to collect people. Right? It's not going to be normal people like me, you and Morgan. Don't have to do it. It's, you're still,
well, didn't
extremists on both sides want to join us.
True, but it's based off of, you know, how many other people upvote that, basically.
I got you.
And totally understand, or not understand, but to totally agree with, you know, what that person is saying. You know, okay, yeah, that makes sense, or yeah, we've also looked this up. This is, you know, this is true, and then that gets posted as the most upvoted fact check, so to speak. But he actually, Zuck was actually giving Elon some props for that, saying, you know, that actually makes a lot more sense, because he said when we hired third party fact checkers, they were very biased, and they were very, you know, they basically had their own opinion about things. And he said that was one of our biggest mistakes.
Well,
didn't
fact.
He say that he's that Facebook's actually going to adopt that, or Meta?
Yeah, but
whole?
He's just trying to do that because
he wants to be Elon so bad. He tries so hard,
and they've reached Microsoft levels where they no longer develop anything new. They just steal other people's shit. Reels is obviously a TikTok ripoff.
Yeah,
you know, Instagram. They bought it out. Now it's basically nothing but reels. I mean, no one, hardly anybody posts just photos. And if they do post photos, they put music to them now.
Yeah.
And which, by the way, since we're on the topic, I never use Instagram Reels. I just post all my stuff on TikTok. Well, when they start talking about the TikTok ban, I start posting my old stuff on Reels. And while I'm waiting for my stuff to upload, random videos would play. Now, I think we talked about this in the past, but it's worth saying again. My Instagram feed, just the photo feed, is just World War II stuff, running content, and fishing content.
Sure.
So that's my algorithm. But when I'm waiting for my shit to upload, the real stuff are chicks half naked, like standing over a coffee table so you can see underneath their skirt and seeing their crotches. It's like there's literally straight up nudity down there, or it's people literally getting fucked up in car accidents or getting punched or having shit fall on them. It's like watching Twitter at its worst. It's like, holy, the content you see on Reels is far worse than anything you see on TikTok as far as nudity,
Well,
violence.
yeah, I mean,
And once
TikTok.
again, it's not my algorithm because I don't sit there and look at fucking chicks. I'm not spam viewing all these chicks' profiles. It's just.
Yeah. Well, I followed, I think there's a few fishing profiles that I follow where it's like the females that, I mean, like Dar Sizzle, I think she, you know, I mean, she fishes in her bikini.
Yeah.
There's another one, I forget her name, but or fishing with Louisa, like, you know, they all fish in bikinis and stuff like that. And then like all this stuff started popping up on my Instagram with like fucking chicks half naked with fish in their hand.
Or either that, or they would do the trend that was I would see for a while. It would be them standing, and all of a sudden, it would pause real quick to a still frame photo
Yeah,
of them butt
like
ass
a
naked,
split
like
second.
literally
Yeah.
butt naked.
Yeah. Well, and the other one that I see is they're pushing Threads so badly right now.
They're trying to get
And
TikTok.
every time I get onto Threads, because I have an account and I decided to check it out and
Well, it's built in
see what the hype
Instagram.
is all
Everybody
about.
has it. If you have an Instagram account, you got a Reels account.
Reels or Threads?
Oh, Threads now. Sorry, I haven't been
Yeah.
on Threads.
So I popped up Threads and, you know, every time I'm on there, I'm scrolling and I'm like, this is just a ch like, it's probably fake, but it's just a chick posting a picture of herself in like, you know, some skimpy ass outfit. And she's like, you know, do 34-year-old moms, you know, are they
Oh
attractive
my
still?
gosh.
And, you know, and like, oh, I'm 55 and retired. Am
Yeah,
I
thirst
still
trap.
good looking? And, you know, all this stuff. And it's like, that's every single post that's on Threads right
Then
now.
that was everything on Reels for like 3 months ago.
Yeah. That's
Because
all that's on
you
the
were I'd
Threads
be
feed.
scrolling on my D-Train pane on Facebook and then the Reels videos pop up,
Yeah.
right? They have the th and like I'm scrolling and then like the horizontal plane of the Reels thumbnail, there's just a bunch of chicks in their fucking panties. I was like, once again, I'd understand if that was my algorithm. Like, if I had a history of going on Facebook and looking at pinup photos and this and that, but it's not. It's like, you guys are pushing this shit, and there's nothing wrong with it. That's your cheddar, right? But I don't need to be sitting in my car scrolling through my Facebook and my old lady looker ever thinking my algorithm is me looking at fucking naked chicks when I'm not. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, I think
Sure.
I looked up a I searched for some kind of, some female fisher, because I like female anglers, because you don't see them that often. At least I typically don't. And you know, I search for them, like I follow quite a few of them, and then all of a
It
sudden,
falls
if I
apart.
go to the search bar on Instagram, and you know, it preloads like stuff so you can see like, you know, stuff that you may be interested in or follow. It's all a bunch of fucking half naked chicks or chicks in bikinis, and I'm like, whoa. I follow like fucking six chicks that fish, and now all of a sudden it's a bunch of fucking hoe bags basically showing off their bodies, trying to get fucking, they're trying to be like Instagram models and make money.
It's like softcore and OnlyFans stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's ridiculous, and
It is.
it's just so funny because once again they keep saying TikTok's a problem, but it's like Instagram's far worse.
Yeah.
And it's so funny now because Instagram's like, oh, they're patting themselves on the back, and I'm happy they're doing it, but I hate false praises. They're talking about how now they have teen accounts.
Yeah.
Well, it's like congratulations. We've all been saying for 15 years Instagram's the reason suicide of young teenage girls is so fucking high.
Sure.
15 years later, now you're gonna make, yeah, you're just doing it because Florida and other states are starting to do it for you.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we know that's the real reason Morgan moved out of town.
You dirty bitch.
Look, there's nothing
Well, you
wrong with
know,
looking at
it's
porn, but it takes a real degenerate to willingly give away your driver's license to a porn site, which is why YouPorn isn't doing it. YouPorn refuse to do it because they know it'll make their servers
yeah.
a fucking target for hackers.
Right.
They don't want people's fucking driver's license and addresses and shit in their databases.
Sure.
And that's why they're like, screw it, we're just going to shut it down. And the funny thing is, Kentucky's the same way. Kentucky did it first.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because after you posted that, I did a little research, and Alabama and Mississippi are actually more restrictive than Florida is.
I'm good.
You good?
I think Utah has like the highest views of when it comes to porn because of how religious they are.
Was it K-Rock or Stan and Haney that posted, or maybe it was it might have been Dave and Chuck that posted I think they put a map up on their website or something like that of the categories of porn that people watch per state. I don't remember. I don't remember what it was that, or what made me think of that really, but that some of them were actually pretty funny and pretty gross.
Yeah. There's an ass for every seat.
It's interesting. The more conservative you claim to be, sometimes the more, what's the word I'm looking for? The more degenerate you are.
Yeah,
there's this old saying for that. It's called "Thou who protest too hard."
Yeah.
You know, just like, remember in the 90s and early 2000s, like, you hear all these stories about, oh, you can't go to rest stops anymore. You can't go to parks because all the gay dudes in the woods having sex.
Yeah.
Say, like, those aren't gay dudes in the woods having sex. Those are straight married dudes who pretend to hate gay dudes in the woods. Gay dudes are out and open. They go to gay bars and go home and have sex in their fucking houses.
Right.
It's the married dudes who are trying to hide the fact that they're gay. Mm. They're the ones having sex in nasty-ass truck stops and in the woods.
Yeah.
You know, real gay dudes are going to the bar and taking guys home just like straight people.
So go back to the 90s and look at American Beauty.
Yeah.
You know, that dude was, you know, what, he was a Marine or something, and, you know, was like the most uptight dude ever, but...
You know who played his son?
No.
That's the guy who plays Jamie on Yellowstone.
Hmm.
The weird photographer kid who took...
Which, I've actually never watched Yellowstone, so...
Well, you've got plenty of time to kill after work up there. You need to watch Yellowstone and Landman. Landman's really good.
Yeah, somebody turned me on to that the other day. I've got that in my list of stuff to check out.
I'll just tell Mike, if you want to feel old, the woman who plays the wife to Billy Bob Thornton was the hot blonde girl from Varsity Blues who wore the whipped cream bikini.
Yeah, I think I saw you post something about that.
Mm-hmm. Even though she's still 20 years younger than him. But yeah, it's a good show.
You and her are about the same age, aren't you?
Yeah, she's about the same age as me. That's what I say if you want to feel old. But yeah, you know, this is the first episode of 2025. And I guess I should open the show this way. This is the start of year number 7 for the What's in Your Head podcast. We started on January 7th of 2018.
Wow, so I can't believe it's been that long.
Year number 7.
Yep, this is the start of year number 7. It's been a long run.
Well, congratulations to you, sir.
Thank you. Congratulations. You've been around a long time, too.
Wow.
You go back to the Gordon days.
What's it been, 21?
Mm-hmm.
Since 21, so what, 4 years?
Ooh, update. I heard, can't confirm, I heard that Waterman is in town.
Oh,
he works construction.
Oh,
and has basically given up his whole persona and just is finally trying to live a normal life.
No,
way to go, Dave.
So it came back to me. I guess his dad reached out to Stan and told him that gave an update that, yeah, he works construction and trying to. Obviously, his dad didn't say he gave up his persona, but he clearly must have, or we'd all be getting phone calls. Oh, I saw David Foreman in construction.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? But clearly, he must hopefully settle down because he's Morgan's age. And I used to tell him, yeah,
really?
He's older than me.
Wow.
Because I used to tell him, I'm like, Dave, you're closer to 50 than you are 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I used to jokingly refer to him as the world's worst Peter Pan. He wants to stay a teenage boy, but he just gets involved in the dumbest shit.
Well, he seemed like he still had that SoCal, like,
his problem,
surfer type of mentality.
This is no dig towards his parents, but at the end of the day, he had rich kid syndrome. His dad owned movie theaters out in California, made a nice living. Dave just was able to just to do what he wanted to do because there was always financial backing.
Sure.
And so, just like you hear with rich kids all the time, you know, they get into drugs early on, and then their 20s and 30s and 40s are real fucking hard on them, and either that gets worse or they finally turn around, and hopefully he finally turned around.
Yeah.
So, there's that. There's that update.
That would be nice to hear from him.
Yeah. See, I don't know. We'll see. Any other updates? Nope. If you haven't done so, please head over to whatsinyourhead.com, click on that Patreon link, sign up and subscribe. Goes a long way to help pay for the overhead around here. And head over to D4110 Media on YouTube and watch that content as well.
That's D410, not 4110.
Yeah. I've had two coronas on a Bud Light, and my nieces got me sick yesterday. I had to go to a family dinner, and we had Cuban sandwiches, and both my nieces were sick. And I woke up this morning with a sore throat. I'm like, fuck, they got me.
Great. You better not get me sick again.
It's not like we haven't been more than 5 feet next to each other all day.
Here, buddy.
You're 8 feet away from me. Now, if you get sick,
as long as there's no, broke back web going on, I suppose you all will be all right.
No, don't.
Nah, we can't do that. There's a kid here, but if Sam was at home, it'd be a different story.
That's a total sleep
in my tent.
Oh, man.
Speaking of 90s, I was telling Mike earlier, we were doing something the other day, and Carrie said, man, I miss playing Mario Brothers. And I took my daughter to the mall yesterday to try to find a job, which is a fool's fucking errand. I feel so bad for young cats. She was not being picky. She walked into every fast food place in the food court, every store that we could in the 2 hours we were there. Every place but two had the same answer. Go on our website.
Yep. And nobody has paper applications anymore.
Only people who did was the donut place.
Mm-hmm.
So the interesting thing is I just went through that.
Yeah.
You know, trying to find another job. And if you think it's hard for a teenager, try being a 53-year-old dude trying to get through the gatekeepers, you know, because, and, you know, to put on my day hat, you know, AI scans all of your applications. So you put your resume on a job online. And if you don't tick all the right boxes, you just go into the wasteland. You know, I probably
you have boxes to tick.
Yeah.
She's a 17-year-old who's only had one job, so she has no background. She has no professional references.
Right.
She's 17. She has no, you know, no idea of how to fill out work stuff. So unless it's, you know, back in my day, you'd walk in, they'd give you an application. If the manager wasn't busy, they would sit down and talk to you. And unless you're a complete social reject, you usually left with the fucking job.
But here's the trouble. Here's the trouble nowadays, okay? Like Morgan was saying, just as difficult for him too, because they don't want people with a bunch of experience because now they have to pay for that. But then again, they also don't want anybody, they don't want people with zero experience either because they don't want to have to sit there and pay to train anybody. So that's the trouble with trying to find a job nowadays is that you either have to have a little bit of experience and kind of know what you're doing or you're fucked. They don't want, like I said, they don't want to pay somebody that has years of experience because that person with years of experience was top dollar. And the person with no experience, even though they're going to pay them dog shit, huh?
They're not smart enough to realize they ain't worth top dog.
Well, that too. That's a lot. That's a big problem too.
That is the bonus though about old fucks like us looking for new jobs because I was concerned when I closed my business down. And it was 2 years ago. So it was right in that perfect window of COVID is young kids didn't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so us old fucks with work
ethic
we were a premium.
Yeah.
And after I got hired, I still had four more interviews lined up. I just had to cancel. Because, yeah, I mean, so that is the one benefit. But yeah, it's, but anyhow, so she was at the mall and there was this little kiosk in the middle. The lady had TV set up. And she had, there's two different models. You have the one that looks like a miniature Super Nintendo and has the 200 games on it. And then you have the cheaper one that's just an HDMI card, like a Fire Stick. And it has two little generic Nintendo controllers, but it has like four buttons because it also has Sonic on there. But for like $79, I got 300 games, including Mario Bros. 1, 2, and 3, and then 6, 7, 9, and 10, which were all garbage. Like, I was telling Mike, Mario had some lean years. Mario Bros. 6, they like did this, they did this incorporation with Tiny Toons, and it had like this weird color palette that looks like your TV's broken. Mario Bros. 10, then they have some Chinese Mario shit on there. It's just weird. So yeah, there's a lot of bad Mario Brother games out there. That's so when I was playing 1, 2, and 3, I was having flashbacks of like middle school and that, and Christmas Day from the music, like, because that's when I got, you know, not to sound old again, but back in the '80s and nineties, you only got video games on Christmas and your birthday.
Yeah,
there was no hey, it's Friday, let's go to buy you a $70 game.
Yeah,
you got new shoes at the beginning of the school year and Christmas. And anything expensive, it was either beginning of school, Christmas, or your birthday. It wasn't, yeah, you know, I'm going to buy you a Game Boy in the middle of fucking January, yeah, for fun.
Yes.
And so hearing those music and all that, it just gave me flashbacks to Christmas, like in elementary school.
Yeah. Well, we try to instill that with him too, because it's like, you know, I'm not made of money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even now, you know, I make the most money I've ever made in my entire life.
But we live in 2025.
We live in 2025, so you can't afford nothing.
How frustrating is that?
Exactly.
It's like growing up. Oh, all you need to do is make a job making $34,000, $45,000. If you make $55,000, $60,000 a year, you're rolling high and fucking gravy train and biscuit wheels. Fast forward to 2025, and you're pulling in $45,000-$50,000 a year, and you're living fucking paycheck to paycheck because inflation is so goddamn high.
Listen, I'm not gonna say how much that my wife and I made, not last year, but the year before,
mm-hmm,
but I'll say it was in the six figure range.
Mm-hmm.
And we still live paycheck to fucking paycheck.
I figured it out. I never posted this video. I did a TikTok and set my drafts. I figured out being poor,
mm-hmm,
is trying to figure out where you're going to get money to pay your bills,
yep,
and being broke is fucking stressed out about it.
Right.
Being middle class is making enough money just to pay your bills and then figure out where you're going to get money for food and being stressed as fuck about it.
Right.
And being upper class, I don't know, because I've never fucking been there.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I make enough money, just enough money to pay my bills.
Yep.
My bills are paid. Yep. And then I'm like, I look at my check. I'm like, what I have left in my bank account basically breaks down. I live off of $250 a week.
Yep.
Because after all my bills are paid, I got roughly about $600 left the last two fucking weeks. Mm-hmm. But, hey, my bills are paid.
Yep.
And so it's like, if I didn't pay my bills, I have fucking all kinds of money to do cool shit and buy, yep, cool shit.
Yep.
That's nothing like clawing your way to the middle, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. For real.
Yep, pretty much.
What you were saying, you were saying about those video games?
Oh,
it's cool because my buddy, I used to work with him in the my old plumbing company. He's kind of nerdy. Like, he's got a YouTube channel that does, Hot Wheel stuff. He's like really into that. Like, where they find like the super rares and stuff like that. And he shops for the off the pegs and the end caps and stuff. And, he bought this, controller. It's probably, I don't know, 24 inches by like 8 to 10 inches wide. And it is an arcade controller.
The Super Nintendo one.
Huh?
The Super Nintendo one?
No, it's not the Super Nintendo one, but it is an arcade controller style. And it came with like 4,000 games or something like that on it. It's two players, so there's two joysticks, there's four arcade buttons and all that stuff, plus, you know, start and whatnot.
Yeah, I was saying, I think the way it works, I think these are all the games that the copyrights are worn out on.
Yeah. Well, it's got Mario and stuff on there
too. Yeah, but they don't have the good Mario. Don't have 4 and 5 on there. You don't have the one with Yoshi on there.
No, I don't think Yoshi's on there. But But yeah, it was cool. And he was like, hey, man, I'm not going to use this. He bought all the upgraded Japanese buttons and stuff like that and the joysticks. Because you just open up the case and you can change out all the components. It's all plug and play. Just like basic computers nowadays, it's all plug and play. So Sam bought it. And we're actually going to build a cabinet.
Nice.
And have an old arcade style cabinet with, you know, a newer screen and all that. And put graphics and shit on it. So
that'd be cool.
It's pretty badass.
So yeah.
It's got Street Fighter and all that shit on it. Donkey Kong, all that cool shit. Rampage, which I haven't played in years.
Wow. Dude.
Rampage was the shit back in the day.
Remember Base Wars?
Huh?
Base Wars?
That might be on there.
You remember that game?
Hmm?
Do you remember that game?
Vaguely.
Not to be confused with the CD that people use to test their subwoofers. You're basically robots playing baseball.
Yeah.
And you can like hit them in the head if you have a pitcher and make them blow up and stuff. It was pretty cool.
But yeah. Yeah, it's got some games on there that, I mean, obviously there's games on there that I mean, they're all like old arcade style games too. Not just, you know, NES games or anything like that. Like they're from, you know, some of them are like late 70s games and like Altered all through Beast. The 80s. Huh?
Altered Beast.
Yeah. And but yeah, there's all kinds of shit on there. That there's like there, and there's Sonic on there. There's all different kinds of Sonic games and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. It's wild.
Morgan, you got anything on your list of shit you want to get off your mind before we wrap things up?
No, I'm good. Just happy to be back doing the cast with y'all again.
Are you cold up there?
Oh, it's really cold.
It's, how long do you think it's going to take you to acclimate to the cold weather up there?
I don't know. Because I was thinking about it the other day. Well, actually, this morning when I was at work, outside working, and it was 40 degrees. Ooh, and it's a lot easier to get cool than it is to get warm.
Oh, yeah. Ain't
that the truth?
So is this feeling more like it's going to be a permanent thing, or?
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's going real well. I'm happy to be here. I love the job, and I'm happy to be in the job. I'm not necessarily happy here, but
yeah.
It's yeah. It looks
are you
like
getting to the point where you're going to put your house in the market and start looking for a place up there?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Well, your signal's cutting out, and we're about an hour into this, so we're going to wrap this thing up. We appreciate everybody hanging out with us. I have no idea what the sound quality is on this. I guess we'll find out later. But we want to thank everybody for the continued support, and as always, head over to whatsinyourhead.com. Click on the banner ads, the Cascane banner, and all the 1791, any product you buy, we get our beaks wet, and it'll help.
This has been a Digital 410 production.